Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
Let's talk about the big news of the day. JP Morgan, big bank, take little bank.
Another one.
Literally. JP Morgan has taken over control of First Republic Bank. First Republic Bank, seized by regulators. So the deal finally was approved by FDIC. 100 JP Morgan is taking on $103 billion mm-hmm. in deposits. I believe 84 branches, something like that, mm-hmm. and 8 states will now reopen.
They open yet today as JP Morgan Chase mm-hmm. Banks.
Okay. So yeah, so let's really get into this situation.
Another example of you should only invest in the top two in the space. JP Morgan is number one. Bank of America is number two. I think Brian's a great CEO, but Bank of America stock has not moved that much. Also, living through the last recession, what you see normally is that smaller banks get acquired by bigger banks. At some point, we'll go in deep and in detail about FedNow, but FedNow has selected who their partners will be. JP Morgan will be one of them. Mm. So with the acquisition of, total win for JP Morgan, because now they get to ensure some safety and it was needed. He stated that this level of like bank collapse is over. This is not 2007 and 2008, mm-hmm. but we're going to see the bigger banks get larger and the mid-sized banks are going to go away. As a result, like PNC got punished today. So it's no way that you can, my baby Xander called me. There's no reason for you to invest in a bank number 5 through 10 if JP Morgan is sitting up there at number one when they have all the favor amongst government. And I want to be very clear when I say this. The banking sector is not a great sector to invest in anyway. There's only about 4 or 5 banks you should invest in long term. JP may be one of them if you're older. I wouldn't do it right now, but this is a classic case of we're going to see massive consolidation or during this great reset and depression period, we're going to see that the market is going to go down and the big banks are going to get bigger as a result.
Yeah, and we saw this happening. This wasn't like surprise.
No, at all.
This came out of nowhere. Like we saw this happening when we saw what happened with Signature and we saw what happened with SVB. When people make a run on the bank, right, when they start withdrawing their deposits, that's a fire, like that's the alarm. Like you got to see that. And so when people saw that, they were looking around to see which bank is acceptable for another run. And right away, people pinpointed that First Republic would be next.
Yep.
3 weeks ago, we covered it because the big banks, the big five, put $30 billion into these banks.
Yep.
That didn't help because during the quarter, last Monday, they reported that they lost $100 billion worth of deposits during the first 3 months of last year. Their stock was down 97%.
It was on a death spiral.
This is the exact definition of a death spiral. 97% in 3 months. Of course.
Jim Cramer.
Of legendary. Course. What did we think was going to happen? Right? It just so happened that, I mean, this has probably been going on in the works because the number one depositor when they were putting money into it was JP Morgan.
Yeah.
And so the government looked, the FDIC said, look, this is about to fold. Who can help?
Yep.
Who's the number one depositor? Let's call JP. They saved the day.
Yep.
They did it just in the nick of time before Monday morning's business opened. And now those branches that, you know, were once First Republic on Friday are now JP Morgan. The problem is, so a lot of people are like, well, what does this mean? What does this mean? Doesn't mean much for the people who had their money inside the bank.
Yeah, if your money was in
there. Your money was there, you're fine, right? The problem is what happens to the people who were invested in the stock.
It's true.
Those people are in trouble because and even now, if you look at it, they don't have an idea. So JP Morgan did not assume First Republic's corporate debt or preferred stock. So neither JP or the FDIC have explicitly said that they're going to purchase the means of First Republic's common shareholders, the stocks. So if you had stock in it, this is an unfortunate time.
So what did that mean if you had stock in it?
It's over with.
It's over.
It's going to go on receivership. At some point, you may get a small settlement for pennies on a dollar. A few of you hit me this morning. The only thing I could say is I'm sorry. Like, it's not a time for...
Because even in the order of repayment, the shareholders are last.
Yeah.
Right? So at first, it goes to the depositors. Then it goes to the unsecured creditors. Then subordinated debt. Then after all that, then it's like, all right, let's see if we can pay the shareholders back.
Yeah.
Which it doesn't look like it's going to happen. No. So part of the settlement with Chase, it has nothing to do with, all right, we're going to pay back the shareholders. So if somebody had shares in First Republic, unfortunately, I mean, if you're paying attention to your account, right, and you're watching it go down 50%, 60%,
definitely got cut
95%, I'm not sure this is the time when you're like, all right, let's see if it'll go back. At that point, it should be like, hey, there's a huge issue going on here, or you should be alert to that, or you should have maybe a stop loss. That would probably be the best thing. And again, it's unfortunate.
And then also, if you invested in the stock, I have to ask you, were you in, like, actually banking with the bank? I never have met one person that said they banked with FRC. Ever. Like, it goes back to the classic example. Like, sometimes if you're not using the product that you're investing in, it's not a good investment. If you don't know anyone else that's using it, not the best investment. Once again, were they top two in the space? No. Did they have a competitive advantage that no one else has? No. Like, the easy gains of 2020 are gone. Mm. Companies that are constructed horribly, shitty valuations, not the best customer base, they're going to go away.
Chad, they said, are you okay? Can you look up if you're okay? He's okay.
Powering through.
We're going to get through this. No, but this is the biggest collapse since 2000
in Washington Mutual.
Washington Mutual.
Yep.
Here is what they have in common. Who purchased Washington Mutual?
Wachovia? I mean, no. Who purchased Washington Mutual? JP Morgan Chase?
There you go.
Yeah.
Common theme, right? Common theme, right? Before that was Bear Stearns. Who purchased them? JP Morgan Chase. Common theme, right? So when we talk about big bank getting bigger, the biggest just got bigger.
Yep.
Yeah.
If Buffett does not get a chance to bail somebody out, it's going to go to JP. They have preferred treatment amongst Federal Reserve and our United States government. And you have to give them credit. Jamie is probably one of the smartest bankers since, like, this is like easy pickings. Like, when LeBron went through what he went through in Miami, it prepared him from when he played the Golden State Warriors. Like, this is easy money. Poor Jamie. He's been through this before. 2007 and 8 were way worse. This is an easy pickup, easy acquisition, game, set, match. Banking is not the best sector to invest in. Only do it if you're older, but if you are going to do one, do so with JP Morgan. I'm not just saying that because
it's not an endorsement. Yeah, but I mean, just historically, if you look at even the 2008 situation, the role that Jamie Dimon played in pretty much saving the banking system. I mean, again, here he is again, getting another acquisition to add to the portfolio. So, yeah, the big bank just took on another little bank.
Literally.
Yeah.
What about Jim Cramer? Was he being sarcastic?
What he do?
On March 10th, he said First Republic is the new focus, very good bank.
he's had a history of this, man. He's had a history since, so it's crazy. It's crazy because you bring him up, and again, this is a legend. We're not throwing dirt on his name, but since the moment he cried, remember he did the crying thing with Meta?
Yep.
He cried on camera because I believe in the stock, and he cried. Like, since that moment, it went up 178%.
You got one down.
But that's like, now that they've had a whole meme, like I told you, they created a whole ETF with that.
Yes.
It goes to opposition to everything he says, and that the ETF is actually performing well. But when he said, I'm like, wait, was he serious? Because this is March 10th was probably the time when we were talking about, all right, here come the big banks to come help them out and add $30 billion in deposits to keep this one afloat. I'm not sure what he saw.
I always say it anytime. And we saw it with Stephen A. Like, J.J. Redick lit up Stephen A. saying, hey, and listen, I'm having a hard time just driving with a torn MCL, like, let alone Kawhi playing. When you're doing media that much 5 days a week, it's very hard to be able to do research at the same time. So, and Jim's getting older. I mean, he was gracious when I met him. I had the honor to meet him last year. But doing a show every single day doesn't give you enough time to do research. Like, even doing a show weekly is tough for us. So we got Flu Game Shotty over here playing through the
Flu Games. You know? Got a tour MCL. This is
come on. But show must go on. Speaking of which, get your tickets to Market Mondays Live in London.
Tell them where. Peacock Theater.
Peacock Theater.
June 18th.
And me and Troy was having a little conversation before the show started. Y'all better get these tickets because now I get to be in charge of pricing. Okay. Price is going to be different.
All the way up.
And so what got us. So get your tickets now so I can teach you how to master this market before it turns over on you.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.